I have never judged my wife's appreciation of me by how much of my stuff she reads. Some people like to read, some don't, you know. I presume she reads some of it, but I don't make it an issue. Yeah, a lot of people would have you believe if you don't read the Bible, you don't love Christ. Well, sell that to the Aborigines, if you will. Or you have to go back earlier and say that the early church didn't have anything to read for 400 or 500 years. In fact, the Bible was not in the hands of the general public, of the general Christian public, for 1,500 years after it was written. The upshot of this issue is you can't make the reading of religious literature, or the Bible even, the test for love for Christ. By the same token, as I've said to you before, many people are not articulate. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe you're a lot better off not to talk too much. Some of us talk too much, I guess. I suppose in every successful marriage, there has to be somebody who doesn't talk a whole lot. You may owe a happy marriage the fact that somebody in the group is content to be silent. But you see, we don't judge a person's faith or Christian devotion by the ability to talk. Now, somebody has said, well, the moment the Holy Spirit comes in, everybody has the ability to talk. Well, if that was supposed to be true, we'd have to see an awful lot of people in this world that have failed to get the message. You know, because it just isn't true. Some people talk, and I've observed basically the people that could talk before talk afterwards. It's very easy for somebody who is outgoing salesperson type to go out now and talk about this. I'm thinking of one person very close to me that before he became a Christian was quite a peddler for whatever currently was his fascination. For example, if he was taking Neutralite, that was something he sold wherever he went, or if he was involved in some other kind of program, that was the rage, and so wherever he went, he talked about these things. Well, after he became a Christian, he did the same thing. He talked about these things, and then came the attitude, well, if you don't talk about these things, you're really not much of a Christian. Well, maybe that if he hadn't had that articulation ability to begin with, he wouldn't have been any different than anybody else. See? What I'm saying to you is, all these are not tests of your conversion. When you imply that becoming a Christian means that you have to now become a professional spokesperson, that then implies that you have to have courses in speaking. You have to have courses in personal work, or you have to have courses in teaching Sunday school classes. You have to have all these courses. The upshot of it is that we have erected a tremendous superstructure here that makes the average person feel that either they have to become very articulate and very skilled in the things of the Bible, or they are second-rate Christians. And I've been with a great many thousands of Christians, great many thousands over the years of my ministry. And I can say to you that a large number of those people have just sort of settled for the feeling that they are obviously, you know, second rate. The Lord doesn't really care for them quite as much as this articulate spokesperson over here. And they just sort of settle down to a second rate position. I want to eradicate that from your thinking immediately.